Welcome to the Whole Business Podcast, where we focus on bringing whole life success to entrepreneurs and small business owners like you, providing conversations and strategies that align your business goals with personal well-being and financial success to help you thrive in every area of your life. Welcome to the Whole Business Podcast. My name is Steve Harris. I'm a holistic business coach, serial entrepreneur, and the COO of Gorgeous Business Solutions, a small business solutions company dedicated to providing actionable solutions to modern day business challenges. We're all about bringing whole life success to entrepreneurs and small business owners like you, providing conversations and strategies that align your business goals and personal well-being and financial success to help you thrive in every area of life. Now let's get started with today's show. Again, before I get into the meat of it, I just want to thank everybody who's commenting on the show, who's liking it, who's sharing it. We're starting to get a little community built, which is exactly what we're aiming to do. I'm trying to create a tribe of folks that are looking to leverage their business or create businesses in order to create whole life success for them. It's one of those things that when you talk to people about, you talk to small business owners and entrepreneurs who are just stressed, who are trying to figure out how to do the day-to-day, and to speak about freedom or whole life success just seems far-fetched. Well, that's what we're here to create. We're not just looking to create businesses that are successful and maybe provide us some financial stability, but also to have a thriving family life, to have wonderful health, to have a thriving spiritual community, and really just make sure that we are finding the success beyond one aspect of it. On a future show, we're going to discuss the fact that we are building a life. We're not building little individual boxes. I actually met with a financial advisor who we'll have on the show later, who's going to be speaking at one of our upcoming events. And they talked about how it's so weird to hear a business coach not separating out business away from everything else. Well, there's too many people that have found business success that have destroyed other areas of their life, including their health and their family. So we are here to flip that script to make sure that we are growing a strong community of people who are getting success in all areas of life. Because honestly, I don't think success exists unless it is in all areas. So if you want to continue to be a part of this community, please do like the show, share the show, subscribe to the show. You'll get the alerts anytime a new show drops. We have so much wonderful content on the way. I say it's wonderful because this doesn't just include me. We've already started talking with different guests and are super excited to bring in solutions again for all those areas of life. So today actually is our first guest appearance, which I'm very excited about. I had mentioned in the opening that stress is one of those things that so many entrepreneurs are dealing with. We in our business have been wrapping up quarterly reviews with clients and strategy sessions for the quarter. And I got to tell you, the lion's share of them are feeling stress in some way, whether we are taking their business to a new level. And so there's new things they're having to deal with and new problems that they're having to address. Whether it's just, you know, kids are getting back in school, that's the time of season this episode is being recorded in. Whether it's the holidays coming up, there is just an overwhelming amount of stress. And then we meet that with what's going on in the world today. And stress is one of those things that has the ability to absolutely derail any of the great efforts that we are putting into our businesses and our lives. And it's something that we cannot avoid. There's not a day that goes by, I'm sure, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, every single day you're dealing with stress. Some of it's good stress, right? Physical fitness is actually applying purposeful stress to the body in order for the body to grow and to get healthier and stronger. And so some of the stress is good. In fact, I would say most stress is good as long as it is handled and maintained. And so as we're talking about stress, really this is where the whole body, the whole life comes into play. And so I'm super excited for our guest today. Happens to be my partner in life and in business. Her name is Angie Cherry. Absolutely beautiful and wonderful human all the way through. Mother of three sons and two stepdaughters. Has a thriving business, has owned multiple businesses, and so has dealt with the juggle of family and business. Runs a successful business coaching business solutions company. But part of why she has been so successful is her understanding of the mind and the body and how they all relate together. So many of our conversations, we talk about when we're making a business decision, why, what are we feeling in our bodies? What are we feeling in our minds? And really using that as a roadmap to what decisions we should make. So, because we understand that they do relate. So without further ado, I'm so excited to bring Angie Cherry on, and I'll let her introduce herself a little bit more. Okay, I have to say this is super fun. Obviously, as I said in the introduction, Angie is my life partner and somebody who I absolutely adore. So this is fun that she gets to be the first guest on our show. But she's not just on the show today because she is a wonderful person, but because she is so knowledgeable when it comes to the body and the mind. So first off, welcome, Angie, and super excited to have you on.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for the warm welcome. And, you know, just to qualify, I am not a medical professional by any means. My knowledge of the body and mind has come from self-study. It's come from experience. So I just want to put that out there before we start. However, I have had a lot of experience studying stress, studying the way the body works, studying different things and how they affect the body. And that's because of my previous experience with illness, autoimmune disease, Hashimoto's, as you know, I guess everyone else doesn't know. And then my illness with cancer. And so those really stirred something in me to learn more. I was already interested in the body and the breath work as a yoga instructor and trainer and owner of several studios. But going through illness was a big eye-opener about how intentional am I about the way things affect my health and my body and my relationships. And so I kind of dived in deep, and I'm really happy to be here and share the little bit of knowledge I have with everybody.
Awesome. Well, I would say you have a lot more than a little bit, but the reason that it's so important is obviously we can bring on a stress doctor, somebody who knows about stress. But this podcast is wanting to bring together entrepreneurs, because while we all deal with stress throughout our lives, one of the biggest things for entrepreneurs is trying to juggle the stress and knowing the effects of running a business that just never ends, with a family that just never ends. This isn't one of those careers where we get to go, you know, punch the clock and disappear in our family and then punch the clock and disappear in our business. It's continual. So super important. And as you know, we have seen this in the conversations with our clients currently right now. So just seemed like the right time to do it. So, as our listeners know, I absolutely am a fan of numbers and statistics. As I said on the last episode, you know, numbers don't lie. Numbers keep the emotion out of it. And so I did some research because I wanted to figure out, okay, is this just something isolated that we deal with, or is this something that goes beyond? And so before we get in the conversation, I did want to share some of the numbers here. Even though we all feel it, it's sometimes important to relate it to the bigger picture and the fact that it's not just us, just not a small subsection of people. So what I found from the American Psychological Association is that 77% of workers in a 2023 survey reported experiencing work-related stress in the last month. Obviously back in 2023, I would suggest probably more now. And 44% of employees globally said they are stressed. OSHA backed it up with 54% of workers say that work stress affects their home life, and 91% of U.S. workers say having unmanageable workplace stress negatively impacts the quality of their work. And then Spill, which interesting, Spill is a company that is trying to deal with stress in the workplace, says that 56% of U.S. workers in a corporate or government position feel at least somewhat burned out. 43% of millennials and 44% of Gen Z workers have recently left a job as a result of burnout. So, Angie, when we're talking about stress, obviously that's a word that can be used kind of flippantly. Everybody's got their own definition of it. Coming from the holistic side of it, obviously, including your time as a business owner, can you define stress, or how would you define stress from a holistic perspective, and then talk about the impact of both how it has on your personal and professional life?
If I was going to define it in that way, I would say, let's normalize that we all have it. We all have stress in our personal and work life. And a lot of that has to do with culture. So you're looking at culture in your work environment, you're looking at culture in your home, and some of that we can control, some of that's out of our control, because we can only, you know, decide how we want to show up in any given situation. So I think, you know, holistically, stress affects every aspect of our life. It can be driving to work and getting in traffic. It can be a phone call that you get from a loved one. It can be a problem you have managing someone at work. It's not something we can separate into boxes, like you said at the beginning. We can't put it in work or life work or personal or, you know, relationships. It's going to come at us from every aspect of life. And so really what, you know, how does it impact us? It impacts us, I would say, as entrepreneurs, we take bigger risks. As someone who has, you know, run several businesses, we do take bigger risks. We do bet on ourselves a lot. And that puts additional pressure and responsibility on us as people. And then as, you know, in personal life, it can affect our health. It can affect our relationships with loved ones. And I think what we really need to talk about is the fact that we can't take stress away. It's never going to be gone out of our lives, but we can change the way we handle it and balance it. And so that's what I'm hoping to help you guys with.
Perfect. So I agree. And I definitely want to dive into how can we deal with it. I love that you said that we bet on ourselves, because when we go to work for somebody else, and that's why I believe the better community that we can create, the tribe that we can create of entrepreneurs that are helping to find whole life success is important, because nobody really knows unless you've been there. You don't really understand. You may be managing a company for somebody else and have the stress for sure, but at the end of the day, as long as that company is alive, your paycheck's there. So many times, our ability to pay our own personal bills depends on the company surviving and succeeding. And for most entrepreneurs, they're going to make sure to take care of their staff first. They're going to make sure to take care of the business expenses. And then, so that does add a whole new layer of stress in our journey. I completely agree. What other ways as a mom and as a business owner, what other ways do you find that we do experience a different level, a different space of success than say that the normal 9-to-5 worker?
Do you mean different space of success or different stress?
Stress. I'm sorry. I'm so success driven.
Just want to make sure. Well, what other ways do we experience additional stresses? I would say the, you know, managing teams, once we start to scale and build, that, you know, added stress of feeling not only responsible for our family and our business, but adding other layers underneath that and people who count on us, just like you said. That comes with money stresses. It comes with time management stresses. Mm-hmm. It comes with perhaps having to step away from some of the family obligations you'd like to be at. And so managing relationships becomes mm-hmm. extremely important at that time. I think that taking time for self-care and managing your health is something that we tend to put on the back burner when we feel the stress of work or the stress of, you know, our management and our relationships and our culture. We tend to forget about taking care of ourselves mm-hmm. when that, you know, has to be a priority in every single day. So those are the ways I would say that we do have an additional extension of stressful triggers potentially than people who work 9-to-5, because they don't have the big picture to look at every single day mm-hmm. and they don't have the responsibility of other people underneath them that they're taking care of and that their livelihood depends on. So,
yeah. Yeah, that's great. So obviously stress is one of those things that we all deal, whether, you know, I'm not to say that non-entrepreneurs don't deal with stress, and many of them deal with stress in a big way also, you know, they are dealing with life, and we still have to do life on this planet at this point. So how do you differentiate between healthy levels of stress that we know are going to be there naturally? And when do you really determine that, okay, I'm really kind of dealing with some unhealthy levels of stress that I need to address and not just dismiss as, well, this is just part of life?
Well, I think it's important to realize the difference between acute stress and chronic stress. So acute stress is stress that comes, we deal with, and we manage in our body, and then we're able to let it go. I don't know if you've ever seen animals in the wild. And I know people have talked and talked and talked about stress. And, you know, people don't know if you're being chased by a lion or if you're having a bad day at work. And it's true. Our bodies do not distinguish between what situations and the severity of them give us stress in our bodies. It's a hormone that it's a cascade of hormones that are released in our body. And if you watch animals after being chased or after being in a dangerous situation, you see them shake their body. They shake and get rid of it. You know, I'm doing it for you right now. But
for those that are just listening on the audio, she just gave us an example of how animals shake their bodies after
just
stress.
Shimmy a little bit, but they handle it in a physical way. And as people, we don't do that. We don't take time to take a minute and let the stress release in our body by using breathing techniques or movement. What we just do is stack one stressful situation on top of another. And when that happens, it ends up being an issue with chronic stress. And chronic stress is a big problem. And I will say I did a lot of studying on Eastern philosophy. And one of the things that I was super interested in was Ayurveda and the studies around the way they believe we process everything. So in their school of thought, everything is digested. Every single situation we have, every single relationship does something to our physical body. And I loved that idea of, okay, how do I take these situations and digest them in a way that is healthy instead of a way that causes buildup and, you know, and issues and more stress. And so, what I would say is the things that we're seeing from this chronic level of stress that a lot of us experience are big health issues. You know, we're looking at worst, chronic disease. Autoimmune disorders are three things put together. The first thing is you have a predetermined genetic, well, you have a genetic predetermination for that autoimmune disorder. Number two is an unhealthy gut, which we know as people who live in life, we're always dealing with toxins. We have stuff in our food that isn't meant to go in our bodies. And so we do deal with a level of keeping a healthy gut is kind of like something we have to work on every single day.
Yeah.
And the third thing is a stressor, and it can be an environmental stressor. It can be something upsetting that you go through in your life, a loss of a loved one, abuse. And so, you know, you see stress being a part of one third of the cause of autoimmune disorders, which are a huge problem in our country. Chronic disease. I'm 100%. I 100% believe that stress and toxins and autoimmune dysfunction, play a part in cancer. Especially with my own experience and in my journey, I would love someone to tell me that's not true, but I feel like that's something that I dealt with. Another thing that we deal with is weight gain. You know, high cortisol levels in our body produces weight gain in the body. And I'm not going to go through the chemical reaction that does that because I'm not a scientist, but weight gain is an issue when you have a high level of cortisol. We deal with lack of energy. We deal with trouble sleeping, which then leads to additional stress throughout the day. So it can be a really nasty cycle. Excuse me. We deal with difficulty concentrating. When we're stressed and in like a fight or flight mode, our systems are meant to keep our physical body safe. And so our mental capacity goes from one that is super logical and can think everything through with clarity to someone who's trying to survive, which is a whole different mindset than what we want to show up with when we're dealing with a difficult situation. So if I were to put just a few out there, those are the main ones I would talk about. And then also, you know, an impaired immune system, which brings us to a place where we're more susceptible to illness and we're more susceptible to other issues. And I would say, you know, another thing that people deal with these days that might be, that is contributed to by stress is depression. So So those are things, big things in our country that we know are issues out there that stress plays a part in. And so in order for us to mitigate that as much as possible, we have to bring in practices that are intentional in our life to try to balance out the stress, because truly it's not going anywhere.
Well, you know, it's funny, as you were mentioning a couple of these, I've just thinking back through my career and my time as an entrepreneur and some of the mentors I've had in my life and some of the people that I've, you know, surrounded myself with, some of these stress, like where stress shows in a negative way, actually tend to be worn as badges of honor for those entrepreneurs that are like, you know, hey, I'm really going after it. You know, just thinking about lack of sleep, how many entrepreneurs or people that are trying to inspire entrepreneurs are talking about how, yeah, you know, you got to have 2 hours sleep. That's how you know you're going after it. Or, you know, lack of energy. So it's just funny to me to think about how many people are dealing with stress, but instead of understanding that long-term success and long-term health is far more important than the short-term gains, they do kind of wear it as a badge of honor. So I would throw this one out there just to add to it, with absolutely no scientific data to back it up. But if you are wearing stress and fatigue as a badge of honor, that should be an indicator. That should be a check. Again, we are trying to create a community of people that are creating whole life success, real holistic success, not just short-term business success. Because at the end of the day, that's great if you have a stack up a couple of good quarters, or you're able to put together a year or two. But at the end of the day, your health is failing. Okay, great. You've built this successful business, but now you're having to battle cancer. And so you're dwindling your financial resources that you've gained, or the wonderful time with your family that you've been able to put together. It's all gone because now you're having to battle this cancer journey and nobody else is managing your business. So that's why it's so important that we're seeing these indicators, that we're managing stress, that we're living a holistic approach to our success in business and everything else, because otherwise short-term rewards are just going to fail on us. So yeah, I'm going to throw in an additional one that just says, if you're wearing your stress, if you're wearing your lack of sleep, if you're wearing your, you know, I go to work, even though I was sick 15 days this year, you're not actually looking for that whole life success. So I think that should be a gut check as well.
Yeah, and I think that leads to a little bit of perspective, because as someone who has been through cancer, the minute mm-hmm. you get sick, none of that other stuff matters.
Mm.
So it's, you start to realize how small the things are that you've been worried about versus what actually matters in your life. And I think that's why a lot of people have some clarity and perspective when they go through a difficult illness. And a lot of people have that, you know, big awakening when it does come down to the fact that, okay, it's too late to make these changes. Mm. So now I'm dealing with this illness. I wish I could go back.
Yeah.
And so my encouragement for everyone is, don't have to go back. Like, mm-hmm. take it seriously. Take your health seriously. Take your body and your mental health seriously. And do the things you need to do to take care of yourself, so that you can show up hard for work and you can show up hard and loving for your family.
Yeah.
And it's a perspective I don't know if some people can have unless they experience it, but otherwise you just have to take someone's word for it, I guess.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you, take somebody's word for it. So again, that's why we're building a community here. So what are some practical everyday techniques that we can do to get ahead of, if we are taking the threat seriously, and we are deciding that we need to put some new things in place? You know, some of our latest episodes have been talking about living our life today congruent with the next level version of ourselves as we're approaching and setting up systems for that next level of success. So what are some things that we can actually practically put into our lives in order to create long-term success in health and business and family and finances by mitigating stress, or at least keeping stress from controlling us?
Well, I have a lot of really, really effective ways people can manage stress. Mm-hmm. And I want to let you know that they don't cost a dime.
Mm.
I see people spending, you know, all these companies are coming out with, you know, gummies or, you know, different things. And yes, you know, maybe those do work for you, but if you haven't implemented the things that are actually lifestyle changes, I think then that's, it, you know, it's wasted money. And so I would just encourage everyone, first and foremost, to show up in your work and your relationships with as much integrity as possible. And that means getting ahead of the things that you know trigger you, the things, taking care of those things around you that can be energy leaks, is what I like to call them. I had a friend a long time ago who called it that, and I've just remembered it forever. But it's those little things that we don't take care of and we put off because we think they can wait till later, but they just chew at our brain. And they take energy that we could be redirecting toward the things that are really important in the moment.
Like those emails that you're not responding to because you don't want to address it.
Exactly. And so those are the things, you know, showing up for the hard conversations, taking care of any, you know, letting go of shame and guilt in your life. Those, you know, the things that we, that keep us awake at night, getting your finances in order as best you can. All of these things can take, it can mitigate the stress because we're going to have enough triggers in our normal life. We don't need those extra ones that are just hanging out there waiting to dig their teeth in when we're trying to sleep at 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I would say first and foremost, especially for entrepreneurs, taking the time to lock those things up and actually take care of them will help you immensely when it comes to being present and being really aware of where you want to go in your, you know, what direction you want to take your company and what direction you want to take your life. The next thing I would say is move your body. So it, you know, like I said earlier, people used to shake, you know, animals shake when they deal with stress. We have to move. We're made to move, and things, processes don't happen. Lymph doesn't work if we're not moving. You know, some of the processes in our body are handled through the muscular contractions. And so we have to move our bodies. And it, you know, a lot of people go so crazy at the gym. I don't think that that's necessary, especially as you get older. I am 48 right now. And I don't think I need to go run a marathon to be healthy. I've done that. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I was 30. And so now at this point in my life, if I am going so hard at the gym, it's actually going to have the opposite result for me because we can actually cause our body too much stress. And so we want to balance out the type of exercise we're doing. We do want to go hard. We want to get our cardio. We want to do our strength training, but add in yoga, add in a meditative practice also. And so moving in your body regularly is so important.
I want to see people doing the shakes in their office. If you're starting to feel stressed, you got a busy thing, just shake like a dog.
You know what? It's called, I think it's called somatic shaking. You can find stuff on the internet, and I swear by it. I think it's a wonderful thing to do. I have made Steve do it many times with me, and so it's a good thing. The next thing I would say is protect your sleep. So have a night routine, you know, get ready for bed, handle anything you need to do, make a list if you have to of everything you're going to handle in the morning so you can let that go for the night. Love on your people, have a, you know, a time to come down from the day in order for you to be ready to go to bed. And when we take care of all those little energy leaks that I was talking about, then our sleep comes a lot easier because we don't have those stressors sneaking in when we accidentally wake up to go to the bathroom at 2 or 3 a.m. So, I would say, breathing is a huge thing. I used to teach a class for business owners called Break to Breathe through the Chamber of Commerce in our local community. And one of the biggest things about breathing is when we get stressed, we use accessory muscles for our breath, which are muscles that are needed to help when we can't breathe from our diaphragm, but they're not meant to be what we use all the time. And unfortunately, because we are continually stressed, the muscles in your shoulders, the muscles, you know, in your upper chest are overtaxed, which means we end up with a lot of chronic pain in that area of our body. So we need to breathe deeply into our diaphragm. There's all kinds of exercises you can find online. It's silent. No one needs to know you're doing it, but do it every single day. And you will learn eventually how to make that a habit of breathing from your diaphragm rather than the accessory muscles. You know, another thing I would say is find a spiritual community to connect to. We our DNA is wired for connection. We're not supposed to be alone. And I think as entrepreneurs, it's easy to feel like you're all by yourself on your own island trying to figure out how to find land, you know?
Yeah.
And so find a community of people, and it can be any sort of spirituality. I'm not even speaking about going to church. It's, you know, but do practice some kind of spirituality. I think it's really important to know that there's things out there that are bigger than just what's going on in our lives. I would also suggest eating a healthy diet. Mm. As I said, our gut and our brain are absolutely all the time connected. And there's a lot of studies coming out that's even more, you know, even more proof how much our body and mind are connected. I've always said we can't be up here or down here. We need to be everywhere. So those gut checks we talk about, you know, we don't feel stress. Stress does something to our whole body. We can all tell that that's true.
Yeah.
Even if it's a mental stress, we feel it physically. So there is a connection there. And I feel like eating a healthy diet can help take some of that pressure off our body, and, you know, keeping just a healthy gut in general is really important for both mind and body health. And I will also add in there that laughing is a great way to relieve stress. Even if you fake it, it actually still works. I don't know if you know that, but it's kind of like that smile until you actually feel happy thing. You can actually just pretend you're laughing, and it will help your stress dissipate in your body. So maybe laugh and shake at the same time. I don't know. I've never tried it, but I'm willing to.
If you're shaking in front of the mirror, you're going to start laughing. So I think they're going to end up going hand in hand.
I think it's a good idea.
I like that. In fact, if you're shaking in front of your team, if you have employees, that's a great way to get everybody laughing and shaking and relieving the stress.
Yep, exactly.
I love that. Speaking of teams, what ways do you think for those that are listening that have employees or teams of people that work with them or for them, what are a few just basic, easy things that people could, you know, employers or bosses can put into their teams to help, you know, obviously their success as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, does have to do with the success and health of their team. So what are some easy things you think they can employ in their businesses to do so?
You know, I've always enjoyed and appreciated businesses that offered some sort of an incentive to go to the gym.
Mm.
A health program of some kind, a discount, working it out with your local gym and having that available for people. It doesn't mean they have to leave from work to do that. It just means that it is more accessible than it would be, and it's a perk of being part of your company.
Mm-hmm.
I would also say that, you know, and that's an easy one. I would also say a big thing that I think a lot of people don't do is encourage their team to share.
Yes.
Like how they're feeling and giving them a safe place to do that. And I'm not saying that, you know, everything has to be addressed, but being able to just speak out loud the stress that you're holding on to in your body can sometimes help alleviate a lot of it. And to know that you're not in this alone, because mm-hmm. when you're feeling a lot of stress, even if you're on a team, you might feel alone in that. Encourage people to say, hey, I'm running late on this project. I need help. Normalizing, asking for help, asking questions when we don't know the answer instead of struggling. And so creating a safe place for your team to be able to share and to ask questions and to let you know when they're struggling, I think is a huge thing that we can do for the culture that will help alleviate some stress. And I think those two
are great.
And you know, like bringing in, just keeping it part of your culture about using breath work. And, mm-hmm. you know, like that's a topic of conversation. It doesn't have to be some woo-woo thing that only yoga people do, although
right.
I am one.
Right.
It doesn't have to be woo-woo. It's literally part of, you know, it is part of science. It's not a woo-woo practice. Breath
yeah.
work is scientifically backed. And so I just think making it part of the conversation is super important.
Perfect. So really, I mean, to encompass all of that is setting the culture, setting a purposeful culture of, mm-hmm. Being able to share, to be vulnerable, to speak, And then, yes, adding in some of that woo-woo, for lack of a better term, on there, which at the very least, again, it takes us right back to getting people laughing. So that's great. Any last thoughts you have before we, as we're kind of getting close on time here, wrap up, that you want to impart on us?
I would leave everyone with, I guess, one last thought. And that's that we're never going to have, like, balance isn't something we're going to be able to keep in our lives at all times. And so having that idea that we're going to find this beautiful, magical balance out there, like some, you know, rainbow with a leprechaun at the end of it, it's just not going to happen. It's actually something that we have to work for every single day intentionally. And that means we have to put in effort and intention toward it. We have to have mindfulness around it. It can't be, it's not magic. It doesn't just happen. And so balancing, we're all going to have stress. So let's bring in those things that balance it. We're all going to have things in our life that we need to find balance for. So I feel like people think that someday it's just going to magically happen, and it's not. So I would encourage everyone just to, okay, be responsible for where you're at in your life, and know or get educated on the things you need to balance that whatever's out of balance in your life. So
that's a great point. That's a great point. Great. Yeah. We're just going to leave it right there. I love that. Two final questions that I've decided I'm going to say I ask every guest, but that's not true, because you're the first guest. So I'm asking every guest two final questions. And one of them you didn't even know was coming. What is your, when you go for a holistic life, what would be the favorite book you would recommend, whether it's business, health, whatever, what would be the favorite book on the top of your mind that you would recommend for our audience?
You know, I love Brené Brown. I love Brené Brown. So Daring Greatly is one of my favorites. I think that speaks to being vulnerable and courageous. And yeah. I think that would probably be my favorite.
Yeah, I think that's a great one. And for our audience, if you haven't picked up any Brené's books, she's fantastic. Actually, if you have Netflix, there is a Netflix special. I think it's about 50 minutes long, called A Call to Courage. Super great. She makes you laugh. She makes you cry. She makes you change. So absolute fan of hers. And then the last question before we wrap is, how would you define whole life success in your own words?
I would define whole life success by taking risks, by betting on yourself, by taking care of yourself and making your health a priority, by loving huge the people in your life that mean something to you. Leave nothing to regret. That's how I feel about that. Just leave nothing to regret. Just go for it. We are only here one time.
Love that.
And never leave anything unsaid.
One last little thought. Okay. Well, you just left it unsaid. So, and for our audience, for those who want to connect with you, get to know you, do business with you, how can they get a hold of you? What's your business?
You know what my business is. My business is Gorgeous Business Solutions. I work with Steve. And that's what we're doing now. So that's
perfect.
How you get a hold of me.
Perfect. You can get a hold of her at www.gorgeousbusinesssolutions.com. Well, thank you again. I'm so glad that you got to be our first guest. Obviously you didn't just get to be the guest because you're in business and life with me, but you just brought so much value today. So I really appreciate you being on the show today.
Thank you. It was great.
All right. Talk to you soon. Well, what a special treat we all had to be able to listen to the words of wisdom from Angie. Obviously, we know that stress is a something we deal with every single day. And so hoping that there's some takeaways from today's show that you can implement in your life to make sure that we, again, are getting that long-term holistic success. So I want to thank you again for joining us on this journey to whole life success. Ask that you just continue to join each week. We're going to continue to just dive into different areas. While this is a business podcast, this is not This is not going to just be your marketing and financial and sales advice. This is really making sure, as we discussed on today's show, about how to create something long-term that that just brings success beyond, to help you achieve a balanced and prosperous business and really whole life journey for yourself and your family. So again, if you like the show, please subscribe, like, share it. We want to get the word out and keep bringing others on the journey with us. If you have any recommendations or requests for guests, I am reaching out to some, as I have said, to bring more folks onto the show. If you have topics that you'd like to discuss, happy to consider those. If it's not something that I can bring real knowledge to, I will seek out those that can. This podcast is going to come to you every week, and I'm hoping that each and every week is something tangible that you can take away and implement into your life as you continue to grow and find success again for yourself and your family. Thanks again for joining, and we'll see you next week.